When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we're going to talk about, do positive affirmations really work? It's all over the media, it's all over books. You can get endless amount of help to find an endless amount of positive affirmations that you can say during the course of your day, during the course of your life. And the thinking behind the positive affirmation is, if I say often enough that I am worthy, that I am beautiful, that God shall meet all my needs, that this, whatever, everything works together for the good of all of those who love God. All, not that I'm saying scripture doesn't work, but if it's used in the sense of a positive affirmation, we have to question whether it really does work. And according to brain science, if they're not done properly, they don't work. So how do you make a positive affirmation work for you? What is it really that we're trying to do? So a positive affirmation is a statement that we're saying that we're almost trying to convince ourselves of something that we don't really believe. And we think that if we say it over and over enough times, that we'll begin to believe it. Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you can say it over a million times. But until you find the core reason why you need to say it in the first place, you will never believe it. It may make you feel better for a few days, and it may make you feel better. You may go to a conference where the whole conference you keep saying, I am worthy, I am worthy, I am beautiful, and you may come away from there feeling better. But within a few short days thereafter, because you haven't changed a belief system or a core issue that's toxic, that's making you feel like that in the first place, that positive affirmation really becomes a band-aid. And a band-aid is a temporary thing. It's not there for the rest of your life. It's there to cover something while the wound heals. So until you heal the wound, the band-aid will just not do the job. You have to heal you have to have the process of the underlying wound being healed. So when it comes to issues, we need to ask ourselves first, why do I need the positive affirmation? Why am I saying this positive affirmation? What's the reason behind it? So, you know, look at the words that are appealing to you, because you'll be drawn to certain positive affirmations that are confirming a need in you. So look at those words and then ask yourself, okay, what is that need that I'm trying to meet with this positive affirmation? And then ask yourself, why do you have that need? And as you go through that process, you then will get to the core issue of why you feel you need the positive affirmation in the first place. And then you can start addressing the root problem, and you can start reconceptualizing, redesigning it, seeing it from a different perspective, and using the positive affirmation in that process. I explain exactly how to do this in my program called the 21-Day Brain Detox, which you can get in my book, Switch on Your Brain, or online at www.21daybraindetox.com. I also talk about mindsets and how mindsets can help us achieve the correct affirmation and based on the correct belief system in my book, Think, Learn, Succeed. Let me give you an example in my own life of how positive affirmations didn't work for me, how I had to go through this process of turning a positive affirmation into a practical act of reach in my life. When I grew up, I've always been short. I'm not a tall person. I had a lot of freckles. I was short with a lot of freckles, and I had very frizzy hair. And two of my best friends were both very tall, no freckles, with straight blonde hair. My perception of beauty was always that you had to be tall, you had to be blonde with straight hair and no freckles, because all the boys used to think that that was pretty, and I used to get teased a lot. And that became an issue in my life. I never saw myself as beautiful. I grew up as seeing myself as not beautiful, that I had to get tall. I had to get rid of my freckles. I had to have straight, dead straight, white blonde hair. And that became a driving force. And it was only when I got married to Mac that I actually started dealing with that. That Mac said, would always tell me, you're beautiful. And I would say, but how? And then we would talk through this. I acknowledged that my perception of beauty was very skewed, something that I could not achieve because I'm not tall. I don't have blonde, straight white blonde hair. I do have freckles. And as I started dealing with those issues, I realized that I had to change my ideal. I had to look at myself differently. Just saying, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy, which I had tried that. It wasn't working. And it was taking an honest look at myself, reconceptualizing and redesigning what beautiful is in terms of it being such an individual person thing for each person, that I learned to realize that I'm beautiful for who I am and for how I look. I started accepting my own looks. It took a positive change in my belief system. So those words didn't make a difference until I had changed my belief system about what beauty is for me. And then when I would say, hey, I do look good, it wasn't just a positive affirmation. It was no longer a band-aid trying to convince myself. It was actually, I had gone from convincing myself to reminding myself. And there's a huge difference there. You see, when you use a positive affirmation as something to try and convince yourself, it doesn't have sustainability. It won't really work. You're going to end up potentially feeling worse in the long run because you'll think, I've done this and it's not working. Well, the reason it's not working is you've got to find the core issue. You've got to turn that positive affirmation from trying to convince yourself into something that you're actually reminding yourself of. And you can't remind yourself of something that you haven't already changed. So you first have to do the work of identifying the cause, doing the change, and then you can use the positive affirmation as a trigger or as a reminder of who you really are. I know you can do this. It works so well for me. I practiced clinically for 25 years, and I can tell you I did this with every single patient. My patients would come into my practice with so many challenges, from being caught up in the trauma of being told that they were someone else, or that they weren't good enough, or that everything they did was wrong. And this was a very important part of their healing and part of their change. My own 4 children, I've helped them with the same things. It's something that all of us are facing. And just saying a positive affirmation is not enough. You need to realize who you are and find the core issue. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dr. Caroline Leaf.